And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Sid Schroyer says it ain't nostalgia if it's never in the past.
Every time you turn around, there's another 50-year anniversary story that you're going to hear. The moon landing, Woodstock, and just ahead, the last Beatle recording, Abbey Road. Abbey Road is one of only three records for which I remember exactly the time and the place where I heard it for the first time. Another one is Neil Young's Silver and Gold. It's playing as I'm sitting down alone in the middle of the afternoon in a dark downtown Toronto basement bar called Say What. With a nod from me to the bartender, it plays again, from the start to the finish. July in the year 2000.
Good to see you. Good to see you again. Good to see you again.
Then there's the Decembrists, the Crane Wife, the only CD we have as I drive with Judy and Lily for 8 hours. Through a 2007 January wind and rain and snow from The Hague to Berlin in a rented little Ford Fiesta, grabbing sandwiches that Judy packed from the back as we go.
And under the boughs I'll clothe in a snowy shroud. She had no heart so hard.
Each of those records would be eclipsed by some other recording in your mind and given a different set of circumstances in my own. It's a convergence of the music with me in a particular time and place that makes these scenes permanent. What I mean is, I'm back there, every time. Like Sgt. Pepper and the White Album, next month Abbey Road is getting a Son of the Original producer George, Giles Martin, remaster re-release. I like playing loud the enhanced detail of the updated Sgt. Pepper, but that doesn't take me back the way Abbey Road will. Joe Petro and I are cramped into a tiny listening booth at the Musicland record store in the Markland Mall in Kokomo. Joe grabbed Abbey Road from the guy behind the counter, and we're banging knees, putting on headphones, and trying to get comfortable in the little orange plastic chairs as Joe puts it on the turntable. We're juniors at Eastern High School in Greentown. We drove over after school. It's October, and I've only had my driver's license for a little more than a month. The side one openers, Something and Come Together, have been playing on the radio, so we start with side two. A new Beatle record. It's like creation for us. There's nothing, the void, and then light. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? We say to each other with a sideways glance, but not a word. Not a word until the end. Wow. That's all. Wow. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Startles us to a laugh, and the return to Earth, the Fab Four intended. Joe and I are disappointed with side one, but despair not, without worrying too much about that look we're getting from the clerk. We listen to side two again. Wow. That was 50 years ago. It seems like maybe last month. Joe's been gone for 35 years, but the day never went away. So I'm looking forward to the Abbey Road re-release next month and the chance to spend another Abbey Road side two with Joe in the cramped little listening booth at the Musicland record store at the Markland Mall in Kokomo, October 1969. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.